discover the possibilities of internal medicine.
I'm Loretta Pinesi, and I'm the executive director for the New York chapter, American College of Physicians. I'm here today with Radhika Prasad, who is one of the chapter's health disparity fellows. Welcome, Radhika, and I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, it's great to be here. I'm Radhika. I'm a sociology PhD student at SUNY Albany. I'm also in the Health Disparities Fellowship Program with the Center for Elimination of Minority Health Disparities.
Well, thank you. That sounds very interesting. How did you become interested in advocacy and specifically with this health disparities fellow opportunity?
In academia, I spend a lot of time conducting research, learning how to produce research, but not necessarily knowing like where it might be relevant or what kind of audience it could reach. And so I was really grateful that my fellowship included this experiential learning placement opportunity. And it kind of gave me a chance to be able to like apply and translate my research into more practical problems related to patient care and working with physicians.
Yeah, thank you for that. We definitely were delighted and thrilled that you had chosen this program. So what issue or what topic did you pick as your focus for this advocacy program?
I picked a topic that is kind of close to like the research I do in my PhD program. So I'm interested in substance use and addiction, particularly among adolescents. And I worked with NYACP for two semesters. And in first semester, I worked on this pain management task force for the Scope of Pain, which is like an educational training program for New York State licensed prescribers. And it was really nice to be able to not only provide my perspective as a sociologist in training, but also learn from like the other task force members like Dr. Ramsey, Dr. Lester, and Dr. Pomerantz. It's incredible to be able to learn and also collaborate in this space with them. And also just we included more information on kind of the disparities, the socio-demographic disparities in the context of New York State, New York City, and also the rest of the country. Also some relevant frameworks to approach like patient care and overdose vulnerabilities among patients, like intersectionality, which is basically, it helps us understand how multiple forms of inequality based on racism, classism, sexism, among other forms of discrimination, intersect or overlap to create like obstacles and barriers in treatment and intervention that we would not normally see if we didn't use this lens to kind of understand how different forms of, you know, oppression interact together. And so we included all of this new information into the course, and it's like a great time. So I'm currently interested in this bill that would allow schools to possess and administer naloxone, which is an opioid reversing treatment. And I think this bill is a great opportunity for schools as well as families to work together in overdose prevention. We'll keep our eyes on how this unfolds. I know across New York State, naloxone has been expanding in access. And so I think schools are an important site of intervention.
Yes, thanks for your help and your research on this. It definitely is subject matter that we will continue to follow as one of NYACP's bills in our file, so to speak. You know, we've had the pleasure of working with you now for two semesters. You've dug real deep into the issues to produce the subject matter that you've shared with us. So what is the one thing from your time and your experience that you didn't expect this program to provide you with, but did?
I didn't realize how easy it was to apply sociological insights into like practical problems related to healthcare and patient care. And so working on these specific projects actually helped me realize, well, it's quite easy to apply this perspective in a practical setting.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It's been interesting to follow along with your journey. So how do you plan to stay involved in advocacy and associating what you do in sociology with physicians and patient care?
I think where I see my role is I'm more of a kind of a quantitatively trained sociology PhD student. So I think what I kind of took away from this experience is it's really important to be able to have meaningful data and be able to translate that into practical insights. And, you know, I think being able to sort of engage with trends happening, whether it's in my own work, I work a lot with large-scale population-based data, where oftentimes I look at how outcomes like substance use that occur early on unfold over the long term. So I think being able to sort of bring to light these implications, because oftentimes we have raw data on like the prevalence of a disease or a health outcome, but we don't know how, you know, what the health long-term health implications are. So I think being able to provide more of a long-term perspective when, you know, oftentimes these issues are very timely and you need to sort of zero in on a problem. So
we really appreciate the opportunity to learn your side of it and your learning our side of it and making it work together. We appreciate all of your contributions. Gee, I'm going to miss you having worked with you now two semesters, but I want to wish you all the best.
I've really enjoyed working with you, Loretta, and NYACP. It's been an incredible experience and opportunity, and it's one that I will carry with me for the rest of my career.